I don't know if that's quite fair, Ironhill said, his eyebrows rising at the unusual asperity of Hausman's tone. The Ironmaster had never had a very high opinion of court drones, as he was wont to call them, but he normally regarded them with a sort of amused toleration. Tonight, he sounded genuinely disgusted. Very few of those people have the sort of access to the king that you and I enjoy, Edward, he pointed out. Social occasions like this one are the only real opportunity they have to get the crown's attention. Oh, I know that. Hausman's left hand chopped at the air in a gesture which mingled acceptance of Ironhill's point with impatience. And I also know that everyone wants to get as close to the Queen as he can, and why. I'm even aware that it's not all simply because people are looking for advantages and opportunities, but still. He shrugged irritably, his mood obviously darkening, and Ironhill frowned. I've known you a long time, Edward, he said. Would you like to tell me exactly why you've got a spider rat up your leg tonight? Hausman looked at him again, and then, as if against his will, laughed.
You have known me a long time, haven't you?
I believe I just made that same observation myself, Ironhill said, with a patient air, and you still haven't answered my question.
It's just...
Hausman broke off for a moment, then sighed heavily.
It's just that I'm beginning to find myself in agreement with Benjamin where the Temple Loyalists are concerned.
What? Ironhill didn't quite blink, despite the apparent non sequitur. And what, pray tell, brought that on just now?
They've burned down the Royal College, they've attempted to murder the Archbishop in his own cathedral, and they're tacking printed broadsides denouncing the schismatics and calling on all loyal sons of the true church to resist by any means necessary on walls all over the city.
Hausman replied, his voice harsh.
I'd say that was more than sufficient reason, personally. I understand that the king and the archbishop are leaning over backwards to avoid outright repression, but I think they may be taking it too far.
I don't know that I disagree with you, Ironhill said. I see the king's point, on the other hand, and I think he's entirely right when he says we can't afford to tar every single person who opposes the schism with the same brush. If we do that, we'll only succeed in driving the law-abiding members of the Temple Loyalists into the arms of the sort of people who like to play with knives or throw lit lamps through windows, none of which gives me a clue as to why you're bringing that up at this particular moment. Did you eat something for supper that disagreed with you, Edward?
What?
Hausman looked at him sharply, then snorted in amusement.
No, of course not.
That's good. I was afraid it might be bellyache talking, and I was considering calling a healer to induce vomiting.
You can be a rather crude fellow at such a highbrow gathering, can't you?
Hausman chuckled.
One of the advantages of being born into the nobility, even if I am only a baron.
Now, are you going to explain just what all of these cryptic utterances of yours are really about?
I guess it's just the guest list, Hausman shrugged. I know there are rules about who has to be invited to something like this, but damn it, Alvino, it's time we drew a line and told the Temple Loyalists and their sympathisers that they aren't welcome guests here in the palace anymore.
Ironhill felt his eyebrows arching again and turned to consider the crowd around the king and queen more closely. He could see several members of the nobility who'd expressed at least some reservations about the Church of Carus, but none of them had been particularly vociferous about it. For that matter, almost none of the Carisian nobility had opposed King Caleb's and Archbishop Michael's decisions. Not openly, at least.
Who are you talking about, Edward?
He asked quietly after a moment.
What?
From Hausman's expression, Ironhill's question had taken him completely by surprise.
Obviously someone over there near the king has you seriously worried, or at least pissed off. Who is it? You're joking, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Who are you so worried about?
Well, I don't know that I'd say I was worried about him,
Hausman said a bit more slowly.
Pissed off? Now, that would sum it up quite nicely.
Ironhill gave him an exasperated look, and he shrugged just a bit sheepishly.
Sorry. And in answer to your question, the person I'm pissed off at is Travia Kyrie.
Understanding dawned in Ironhill's eyes, and he shook his head.
Edward, I know you and Rion both hate Kyrie.
For that matter, I'm not too fond of him myself. But he is one of the dozen or so wealthiest men in the kingdom. Not up to your weight, perhaps, or to Ryan's, but then you two tend to be in a class by yourselves. He's certainly wealthy enough to put him on that have-to-invite list of yours, though, and he's connected by marriage to something like a quarter of the peerage as well.
He's a money-grubbing bastard,
Hausman said flatly.
He doesn't give a solitary damn about the men and women working for him, and his idea of trade is to produce his product as cheaply and as poorly as he can get away with and sell it for the most he can squeeze out of his customers. I wouldn't trust him to look after my dog for me while I was out of town for an afternoon.
Ironhill's eyebrows went up yet again at the cold, bitter loathing in Hausman's voice. He'd known about the bad blood between Trevor Kyrie and Edward Hausman for years, of course. Everyone in Telesburg knew about that. But this was a new level of hostility, and it worried him.
"What's brought this on just now?" he asked, turning to look back at the crowd around the king and queen.